Good afternoon, fellow chicken lovers. This is your host, Kaylin Reynolds, back on Kaylin's What the Cluck. I'm going to start off by asking everyone this. Have you ever thought about what it would be like to hatch your very own chickens? How educational and fun it would be? First off, let me tell you why you should hatch eggs. Instead of having to buy chicken eggs every few years, you can continue your flock by hatching eggs from your very own chickens. Hey, if there was even a bit of thought that you were thinking about it, allow me to give you some tips on what would happen and how it would go. First, you would need to get a number of fertilized chicken eggs. If you don't have chickens or roosters, you can go online and order the eggs from a chicken website. The people would most likely mail you the eggs, or if you're close enough to them, they might even say to come pick them up. It is important to remember that some of your fertilized chicken eggs may not even hatch at all. This is a risk that several people take every day. That is why keeping a positive mindset when going forward with the project is key. If you buy 7 eggs, only 4 or 5 may hatch, or you never know, all of them will. It's only a risk. Depending on the number of chickens you would like to see hatch, you need to either get a small or large incubator to put your fertilized eggs into. It's going to be tight depending on how many eggs you choose to fit in that exact incubator. The incubation time is about 21 days, or give or take 3 weeks. Some people wonder what eggs are even worth hatching. I tend to help people by explaining to them that you can use dirty or clean eggs when deciding which eggs you choose to use. Putting dirty eggs into an incubator for 21 days is probably not the best option if you ask me.
Ew!
You really don't want to use dirty eggs, mainly because if you have dirt or manure sitting in a warm or moist environment, in that incubator, when your chickens are beginning to hatch, they may even get sick. After gathering the eggs, you can write the date on them in which you collected them. This gives yourself the reminder of when you collected them and how long it's going to take within that 3-week period. From what I know personally, people tend to collect their eggs and store them for about a week or even 10 days before looking to put them inside the incubator. Storing your eggs upright at about 55 degrees Fahrenheit is the best way to do it. It would be all right to store them at room temperature, but you have to remember to keep them out of direct sunlight before incubating them. This is crazy, right? How many factors play into this? Like, if you know nothing about chickens, all you want to do is watch them hatch. It's not an easy process creating your own flock. Now, finally getting to the interesting part, in my opinion. When starting out hatching these eggs, your success rate will depend on a number of factors, such as the inherent degree of difficulty in hatching eggs from your chosen flock. Depending on how careful you are when dealing with your tabletop incubator is 100% in your own control. The incubator you decided to buy ensures your eggs and future chicklets are kept safe. It is in an enclosed area that holds a rack at the bottom to be able to keep your chickens in place until your chicklets start to move in their shell. The incubator keeps the enclosed area warm, around 99.5 degrees Fahrenheit. The temperature does fluctuate over a course of time, but only by a few degrees. While keeping the eggs warm, it is also keeping the humidity at the right level to inspire proper development. Starting out, the relatively humidity is about 44 to 45% and stays constant throughout most of the incubation period, until about the end where it goes up to 56 to 65% for the last couple of days. After you've finally chosen your eggs and you let them set for a number of days, you are ready to place the eggs into the incubator. But you have to understand a few concepts when placing your eggs in. When looking at an egg, you notice a pointy side and much rounder side. The pointed end of the egg should remain lower than the rounder side. In doing this, this will lead to better development of the embryo. Since the incubator has an egg rack, it is much easier to keep this process going. If the eggs are lying on their side during the 21 weeks, bad things could happen. And then, oh well, your eggs aren't going to hatch. During the first 18 days of incubation, you must turn the eggs periodically by not opening the incubator as much. While doing this, you would be able to hold up a flashlight to the egg and see the baby chicken growing inside. 3 days before the eggs are scheduled to hatch, you should stop turning them. From this day, you should remove the egg rack and lay the eggs on their side. After the eggs are placed on their side, they should not be touched from that moment on, even if they are completely hatched and your new chicklets are fully dried. Thank you all for listening to my segment on how you can grow your flock here on Kaylin's What the Cluck. Have a wonderful day.